beneath the forest floor, where gnarled tree roots twist like ancient ropes and the earth smells like warm tea, lived Milo the Mole, guardian and explorer of the underground library. His tiny paws were always busy brushing dust off book spines no larger than sunflower seeds, and his heart burned with an endless curiosity. Milo's best friend, Paige the Bookworm, lived on the top shelf of the history tunnel, coiled among memoirs of hedgehogs and folk tales of forest ghosts. One morning, as golden rays barely filtered into the dirt, Paige wriggled awake with a squeaky yawn. "Milo," she said, inching down a cobweb thread, "I had the most unusual dream, a story whispered to me from the unfinished cavern. It said, come find the tale that was never told." Smilo's ears perked beneath his floppy miner's helmet. "The tale that was never told. I've mapped every chamber of this library, except where the shelves start turning to silence. The unfinished cavern was sealed when Master Molesbury disappeared." Paige blinked through round glasses. "Then maybe it's time we finish what was left incomplete." Their journey began through the echoing chapter halls, where stories hung in the air like mist. Whispers followed them as they passed titles like The Beetle Who Baked Bread and How the Moon Learned to Hum. Milo clutched his lantern while Paige scanned dusty inscriptions for clues. As they moved deeper, the smooth tunnels became jagged. Pages stopped fluttering in the windless air, and even the eager warmth of books faded into cool, curious silence. Eventually, they stood before a tightly sealed bookcase carved into rock, ivy grown across its golden lock. "This must be it," Milo whispered, shaking out an ancient copper key he'd kept since his apprentice days. He slid it into the lock with a satisfying click. The shelves groaned open to a cavern dimly glowing with the shimmer of unfinished sentences, like thoughts that hovered in the air, but never quite formed. A single book floated in the center, tethered to nothing. The cover blinked with a heartbeat. "That's it," Paige murmured. As they approached, words appeared across the book. "Write me, who began but was never told." Milo opened the book slowly. The pages were blank, but as he held it in his paws, the blankness rippled like water, and the words began to swirl into place. It told of a mole who yearned to record every story ever told, and who disappeared into the silence to protect the last unwritten tale from fading forever. "Master Molesbury," Milo realized, "the story isn't unwritten. It waits to be remembered." Paige nodded. "We must write the ending. That's why the dream came to me." Milo sat cross-legged, brushed the dust from his paws, and began to write, the quill pulling ink from memory alone. The cavern whispered as each sentence settled into the page. He wrote of Master Molesbury's final journey, not one of loss but of choice, that he walked deeper into the earth, binding the story in silence so only the worthy could unlock it, that he left the key not in the lock, but in the hearts of those who seek. And now, Milo had found it, not alone, but guided by friendship and faith in forgotten whisperings. As the final words settled into ink, the cavern shuddered softly, and the floating book drifted gently down into Milo's paws. The light returned to the chamber, as if applause echoed from the dusty shelves. The book was no longer unwritten. Milo looked over at Paige. "We didn't just find a story. We finished a life's work." And as they retraced their steps, past the now quiet shelves and gleaming memories, the underground library hummed around them, restful once more. When they reached the central chamber, a new volume sat waiting on the pedestal. "Milo and Paige, finishers of forgotten tales." Milo chuckled gently. "Well, Paige, looks like the library just wrote a bit of us too." Paige nestled beside him. "And I bet there's still more to write. But for now, maybe it's time we read something simple." With lanterns dimmed and hearts lightened, the two friends curled up beneath a story-laden canopy, where silence no longer meant something was missing, but that something had finally come home.